A vision that is not worked on can never come to reality, no matter how clear the vision is. Clarity of vision is useless when it is not worked on. To have a vision that is not worked on is to have an unfulfilled destiny in life.
Welcome to Study of the World.
The conception of that vision that will help you to drive the vision. Like I said, no one arrives at a destination he cannot see. Rest is for learners. So when you are not learning, you can't be restful. God's word is our asset on the heart. It's our manual. Be a student of the word. Be a learner of the word. Welcome to Student of the World. I'm Olajide Oluwamide. I want to especially welcome to this platform where we share insight in God's Word. You know, God's Word is a manual for living. So I want to especially welcome you to this platform. I want to appreciate everyone who has subscribed to this channel. God bless you. Thank you for your support. I know that the Lord is going to bless you. Also, if you are new here, please do ensure you subscribe to this channel. Thank you for your support. The Lord will bless you. We've been talking about justified to glorified, and we have importantly established the fact that God's intention for man is that we should be glorified. That God's intention for man is that we should have a glorious destiny. Today, I'll be sharing with you on the demand of discipline, diligence, and dedication. The DDD, discipline, diligence, and dedication. Hallelujah. Vision that is not worked on will never come to reality. Vision that is never worked on will never come to reality. Behind everything working, there is a man working and a God giving the man the grace, and the God backing the man up, and a grace giving God. Hallelujah. So behind everything working, there is a man working. That means that behind every vision that comes to reality, there is a man working and a God backing the man up. Hallelujah. It's behind every vision that you see that comes to reality, there is a man working. We're working it out. Hallelujah. And that's the reason for this topic. The demand of this discipline, the demand of diligence, and the demand of dedication. So the DDD, we have to be disciplined. We have to be dedicated, and we have to be diligent towards our vision. Hallelujah. A vision that is not worked on can never come to reality. No matter how we sit on it, no matter how clear the vision is. Hallelujah. Clarity of vision is useless when it is not worked on. Hallelujah. Please understand this. To have a vision that is not worked on is to have an unfulfilled destiny in life. To have a vision that is not worked on is to have an unfulfilled destiny in life. Hallelujah. So this is very, very important. So what is discipline? Discipline is an effective management of your time, energy, and your resources. Discipline is effective, is being effective in managing your time, energy, and your resources. You have a time, you have resources, and you have energy. But discipline is being able to manage yourself very well towards the accomplishment of your vision. Discipline is becoming a law to yourself that this is what I must do to get this done. Hallelujah. Let's see the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 12. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Look at that. It means that you have the freedom to do anything you like in life. You have the freedom to do anything you want in life. But not all is helpful for your destiny. Not all is helpful for your vision. Not all is expedient for your life, for the fulfillment of your glorious destiny. That is why it's important that you be a law to yourself. This is what is required for my discipline, for my vision to come to reality, and I must do what I need to do. I must discipline myself to get this thing done. Hallelujah. Amen. This is very, very important. All things. So you have the freedom. You are an adult. You have the freedom to do anything you want in life. However, not all is helpful for your destiny. Not all is cogent and germane to your destiny. Hallelujah. So this is very important. So discipline is being able to manage yourself. These are the things that are important for my destiny. Then I am going towards it. I am disciplining myself. I'm becoming a law that this is what I must do to get these things done. Hallelujah. Same thing with diligence. Diligence is simply labor. It's simply that you are hardworking. You are not giving room for laziness. You know, this is very important. I just hope that the Lord is going to help every youth, every person who is seeing this video in the name of Jesus. See, diligence is simply hard work. Diligence is simply hard work. Working hard to ensure that your vision comes to reality. Discipline is management of your time, energy, and resources. And now diligence is being able to work it out, to make sure that this thing comes to reality. Also, dedication is also getting yourself buried in your work. We can say they are almost the same thing, but the truth is they are needed to the fulfillment of our destiny. There is no kingdom giant that you see that has not practiced discipline, that does not practice diligence and also dedication. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, you know, the Bible also said that in all labor there is profit. Your vision has a profit. Your vision is meant to profit your life. Hallelujah. Your vision is meant to profit your life, but you need to labor so that the profit can come to reality. I pray that the Lord is going to help us in the name of Jesus. Your vision has a profit. If your vision will not profit you, the Lord will not give it to you. If your vision will not profit your life, will not make you to have a glorious destiny, God Almighty will not give it to you. But that's why we need to labor to see that profit come to reality. In every labor, there is profit. In every. So every time you dedicate yourself, you work hard towards the fulfillment of your destiny, I can tell you the truth that your profit will come to reality. Amen. That is Proverbs chapter 40, verse 23. In every labor, there is profit. In every labor, there is profit. In every labor, there is profit. So why not go and get and soak yourself into the demands of your destiny, of your vision. No destiny is glorious on the platter of laziness. No. Let's see some places in the book of Proverbs for us to be able to back this up. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 10 verse 4 says that he who has a slack hand becomes poor, but the hand of the diligent will make rich. The hand of the diligent will make rich. Hallelujah. I pray that the Lord God Almighty will bless us in the name of Jesus. He will help us. You know, many times we pray for grace. We pray for favor. We pray for divine help. Hallelujah. Very importantly, those are fantastic prayer points. But I also want you to add this to it. The grace to labor. Hallelujah. The grace to labor. Paul said in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 10, he says that I am what I am by the grace of God. And the grace of God was not in vain, but yet I labored more abundantly than them all. Yet, but not I, but the grace of God which is upon me. So that means that the grace of God is upon him and he was able to labor. So we should pray for labor, the grace to be diligent. I think it's a major prayer point that we should have. The grace to be diligent towards our said vision. Towards our said vision. Not to be diligent towards our vision is to have an unfulfilled destiny, unfulfilled purpose, unfulfilled destiny in life. See what Psalm 1:1-6 says. You know, when he was trying to define his environment, and he said that whatever he doeth shall prosper. Whatever. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly and not walking in the way of sinners. You know, he now said that whatever, that is verse 4, whatever he doeth shall prosper. So he has to do something. Whatever he doeth, he shall prosper. So he must do something and he must be diligent in it. I pray the Lord is going to help us in the name of Jesus. Let's something in the book of John chapter 12, verse 24, he says something very important. He says, most assuredly I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. If it dies, it produces much fruit. That's the place of dedication. That is the place of dedication. The much fruit we are talking about is the profiting of your vision. It means that we have to dedicate ourselves to our vision. We die. There's a song that says that we die here. You die. You make sure that you dive in hook, line, and sinker. You dive in with your totality towards the accomplishment of your vision. Hallelujah. I pray that the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. You see, every demand has its own place. Every demand has its own place. The demand of vision, the demand of mentality, the demand of wisdom, the demand of love, the demand of diligence, the demand of empowerment. Hallelujah. It has its own place. But this place, this one is about the demand of diligence, discipline, and dedication. You ought to dedicate yourself towards a vision. Unless the vision will just be a mere dream. I pray that the Lord help us in the name of Jesus. I pray that God Almighty will help us in the name of Jesus. You see, if you look at every man whom God has used or whom God has shown vision, they walk themselves. They are diligent towards the vision they have seen from God. They are diligent. Hallelujah. They are diligent. Every person who has fulfilled his destiny or who has fulfilled the vision God has given to him, they are dedicated, they are disciplined, and they are diligent. Please, I pray the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. I am also praying for this grace to be able to be disciplined, to be able to be dedicated and diligent towards my own vision. I know that God Almighty will bless everyone in the name of Jesus. God Almighty will help us to have the grace to labor in the name of Jesus. Don't forget, he says, in every labor, there is profit. There are profits. Yes, and those profits is very fantastic. I pray God will help us in the name of Jesus. The vision is possible, but it's only if you work at it. The vision is possible, but only if we work at it. The book of John chapter 9 verse 4 also says something very important. He said, Jesus was saying there, he said, I must walk the walk of my Father who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no one will be able to walk. You see, I must walk. It's a necessity. It's a matter of compulsion that it must be done. I must walk the walk of the Father who sent me. So we should be able to say, I must walk out the vision of God which God has given to me. I must walk the vision which God has given to me. I must walk the vision. We must walk it out. God will help us in the name of Jesus. The grace to walk out those visions, the grace to be able to be diligent, to be disciplined, and to be dedicated towards our set visions. The Lord will give to us in the name of Jesus. God has great plans for us, but they must be worked on. Hallelujah. They must be worked on. The Lord will help you in the name of Jesus. Bless you. Hi there. I believe you are blessed by the word you just received. Very importantly is the fact that you have to give your life to Christ. If you have not done that before, today is your day of decision. Why not do that today? Because tomorrow might be too late. Or probably you have given your life to Christ before, but you have wandered off the way. Why not return back to Him today and let Him redirect your path? If you have made that decision today, say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died for me on the cross of Calvary. I repent of all of my sins. Forgive me and wash me clean with your blood. I renounce the devil and I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for saving my spirit, soul, and body. Today I know I'm born again. Today I know I'm a child of God. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said that prayer with me, congratulations. I believe you're a child of God. I believe you're a new creature. And I also believe that the Holy Spirit is resident in you. Find a Bible teaching church for your spirit man to grow. And if you have any question at all, do not hesitate to reach out to us on all our platforms. God bless you. Remain blessed and remain established in Christ. See you next time. I remain my humble self, Olajide Oluwamide. See you next time. Remain blessed always.